doing this interview with me today. The aim is to ask you some questions about your experience and your opinion on academia-industry collaboration. So my first question is, what is industry collaboration for you and for your organization? And what are the different models like out-licensing, co-development, consulting, etc. that you experimented?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, it's my pleasure to be here and interviewed by you. The experience for me and for the institute, so what we are looking for is to have an effective academic and industrial collaboration, and the motive is to bring something to the for the clinical application, so really to for societal impact. And also the university is aiming towards high human touch, high technology, high human touch. So this is what we aim for, and this is why we are always looking for industrial collaborations. The ideas we basically generate during the research, it's good to bring it to clinics, and the industrial collaboration would help us doing it. The different models we are using is basically, I have been using co-development. So either the industrial partners, they have some ideas which they want to investigate in different cell culture system or preclinical models. That's what we have available at the university. And also if we have some ideas which we already tested in vitro cell culture system or in vivo models, we want to go further with the development towards clinics. So this is what we are aiming for. So the most of the time, at least for me, I have been experiencing or working towards co-development.
And during your experience, what are the challenges you faced and how did you overcome them?
So one of the challenge which I think can be anticipated is the challenge of patenting. Most of the time, it was not a big problem, but I experienced that the company, they are quite difficult, as to say they are worried about the patenting issues. So we try to overcome this with an agreement. So we make an upfront agreement between academics, so basically between the institute and between the company before we start the project. And we come to terms of about IPs and how it will be shared, how the data will be generated and who the data belongs to which partner. And so these issues are basically covered in the agreement. And most of the time, I really enjoy the communication between the company. So I have now working with two other industrial partners, and the communication goes quite transparent. And the other challenge which might occur is that once you are working or communicating with a company, then on the similar subject, you cannot work with other company, which makes sense. But this also makes it difficult for us being in academics to restrict ourselves to one research question. Basically, we try to come with the terms that for this time period, for example, for 2 years of contract period, we are not allowed to work with another company. And then also we make a specific that the company, other company should not be working on the similar research question.
And globally, do you encourage industrial companies to collaborate more with academic structures? And what would be your advice for these companies?
So as I mentioned, I really enjoy working with industries. And one of the major advantages of this academic and industrial collaboration is that we can develop product to work for the clinical applications. Being on the academic side, we can do basically research and do limited, maybe it's not limited, but as to say only limited in terms of in vitro culture systems or preclinical models, but getting towards the clinics would be hard without an industrial partner. So I think I would definitely encourage the industrial and academic collaborations, but the main advice I would have is that there should be a synergy, that sometimes it may happen that we both don't understand each other So what we want, the expectation. So if we understand each other's expectations and not overpowering each other, for example, industry partners should not consider that academic partners are only going to work for them, but they have other responsibilities. So that should be discussed up front, and also making the agreements that will not create problems related to IPs. So those questions should be discussed up front before you go forward with any collaboration further, and complete understanding between the two partners is essential, because normally I think it's a very fruitful collaboration if we see toward the societal impact, but it can be problematic if we don't overcome the problems we see already.
I understand. So basically, the communication is one of the main points for academic industry collaboration. Finally, you were introduced to a large corporation thanks to InnoSpin, a large pharma company. How did it go for you?
Yeah, I would also thank InnoSpin for introducing me to a large corporation. And initially, it really went fine. We had a lot of discussions, a lot of potential promising projects we could do together, but at the end we decided to give us some time to identify, especially for them to identify the area they would like to excel in. So the pharmaceutical company didn't want it to invest directly in that particular or the field I am working on currently, so they asked me to win some time. But it was a very fruitful communication with them. I also learned a lot, especially about the expectations of the pharma country currently. And for now, we are not in contact, but I'm sure we will have a future collaboration sometime later.
Thank you very much, Ruchi, for your time today and for answering my questions.
You're welcome.